This podcast is sponsored by Runway, air traffic control for your mobile releases. Put your releases on autopilot. Runway will shepherd your release from kickoff to submission to release with no manual intervention. A single source of truth for your releases. Runway integrates with your favorite tools for a bird's eye view over release progress and blockers. Make your releases collaborative. Get a rich, contextualized release runbook that makes capturing responsibilities and tracking tasks crystal clear. Get more control on your releases on App Store and Play Store. Point your browser to runway.team. Thank you for sponsoring my podcast. I'm also revamping my newsletter. Check it out, appforce1.net to sign up. You can also find a sign-up link on my Twitter profile. Hi, and welcome to the 57th episode of my podcast. My name is Jeroen Leenaerts. I've been developing software for over 19 years, developing iOS apps for over 9 years, and I'm running the Dutch Cokerheads for over 8 years. In this episode, I'm going to talk about adding Doxy to an existing Swift package, how to digitally sign a PDF using YubiKey, confirmation dialogues in Swift UI, mastering progress view in Swift UI, Swift actors, how do they work, and what kinds of problems do they solve? So let's get started. November is almost over when I'm recording this, and it's been an interesting month for me. First of all, I started a new job, which is going great. I'm really enjoying myself, so no issues there. The other thing is that my wife, she suffered a concussion, and she's now in her fourth week recovering from that. So it's a bit of a handful for me to keep everything running while she is getting better every day. Just running errands, running the kids, doing a new job, making sure that she's comfortable when she needs some help, because she can do all the things that you would normally expect from your partner, but she does get tired a lot more quickly compared to what she usually has in her energy levels. So getting through it, and it's almost Sinterklaas here in the Netherlands. Not going to go into too much of the details and the history of this children's feast in the Netherlands, but I do know that my kids are really looking forward to it. My daughter, she is now at the other side. She knows how things really are, but my son, he's still in the age group that you completely believe that Sinterklaas is real and that there's like this old guy coming from Spain bringing presents to kids. So it's a crazy tradition in the Netherlands. You should look it up and have a laugh, and also have some thoughts on the historical context of this feast and how this actually fits in the current time frame with inclusivity and such things, because it's a difficult topic in the Netherlands to talk about. Just know that I'm on the side that I really enjoy the feast for my kids, but I do note that we have to take into account the sensitivities that historically might be attached to some of the portrayal of characters with this feast. So just wanted to say that. After Sinterklaas, my kids will have the next best thing. That's like a birthday, because then my son will have his fourth birthday a couple of weeks later. And once we survive that, then it's time for Christmas. Even more presents, so even more crazy kids. So I'm going to be happy once it's January 2nd, because of course January 1st is also a festive day. And then, we have survived the December month, and hopefully all in one piece. There's some trouble in the Netherlands with COVID still. We have like some restrictions in place for at least 3 weeks. So hopefully they will work and we can get out of these restrictions soon. Otherwise, they will be extended, but we'll just have to see. In the Netherlands, we're really dealing with the Delta version of the virus, like the rest of the world, really. And now there's all this story of this Omicron version of the virus. So I'm at the stage that I'll just do whatever the government has requested of us and keep a sane mind as much as possible. So that's a little bit of exercise, just enjoying my work, enjoying my family, and just making sure that we stay sane and in one piece here in the Netherlands. So let's just dig into the articles of this week. The first article I want to talk about is adding Doxy to an existing Swift package. So during WWDC 21, Apple announced that they would be open sourcing documentation tooling. Doxy, that's the tool that Apple used internally to build and provide documentation. And at the end of October 2021, the initial version of Doxy was released, available on GitHub, scattered through multiple repositories. Apple hosts documentation about Doxy, at its developer documentation site. But there is still some things to figure out with Doxy. And in his article, Joseph explains his experience with using Doxy and how he can use it to document an existing Swift package. It's a nice overview of the syntax that you need to use and some caveats that you need to be aware of and how you can make sure that the Doxy commands show up in Xcode and actually help you in your development process. So onwards to an article by PSPDFKit, how to digitally sign a PDF using a YubiKey. So why did I pick this article? It's an interesting topic to me, using a YubiKey to increase your security. For people that don't know, a YubiKey is a hardware device manufactured by Yubico that supports public key cryptography. It's the size of a small USB drive, and it's commonly used to protect access to computers, encrypted documents, and signed files. There are several YubiKey models on the market. Some of them support USB connections, and others support wireless connections via NFC. In the article by PSPDFKit, they explain how you should prepare your YubiKey with some certificates, and how you can create an iOS project that integrates the YubiKey SDK with the PSPDFKit PDF SDK, so that you can sign PSPDF. So that you can sign PDF files with PSPDFKit while using the YubiKey SDK. So a lot of things in there, but what was very interesting to me is that this is a nice example of how you can use the iOS SDK provided by Yubico to integrate YubiKey into your own application. And I think if you have a high requirement for security, then using YubiKey is an excellent solution. And also, it's fun to just play around with the YubiKey, because I have a couple at home myself. I use them for logging into various things. But I always wanted to get it into an iOS code base. And this is a nice sample to get started and to get some experience in how you can actually integrate a YubiKey into your code. Peter Verliese has an article called Confirmation Dialogues in Swift UI. It's an article in which he tries to replicate Apple's Reminders app. It's a nice overview of a specific dialogue in the Reminders app. And what Peter tries to do is see if it's possible to replicate Apple's Reminder app using just pure Swift UI and Firebase, because Peter is the developer advocate of Google Firebase. So he can be sure that he's using their own software while creating this nice sample application. So it's a nice overview that walks you through an implementation of a confirmation dialog for the edit screen of the sample that Peter is using. And he was pretty successful with replicating the Apple's Reminders app as closely as possible. But of course, there are still some things that Apple keeps to themselves and that was difficult for Peter to replicate with just pure Swift UI. Swift and Majid has written an article called Mastering Progress View in Swift UI. So many of your apps do heavy work on background threads like networking or data processing, and you usually want to display some sort of progress or activity to the end user about your work that's still ongoing. In this week's article, Majid shows you how you can use Progress View to present both indeterminate and determinate progress in Swift UI. So indeterminate progress is, of course, just a spinner, usually, maybe with some text attached to it. And a determinate progress, that's like a progress bar. So that's, for instance, there's like 10 items of work of a total of 100 items done. So then you have a progress bar that is 10% completed, and you still have to wait for the rest of the progress bar to fill. So what Majid does is show these kinds of activity slash progress indicators, and how you can use this view that might seem very simple, but it provides an excellent level of customization and styling options. And Majid hopes that he is able to show you that in his article. The final article of this week is by John Sundell on his blog Swift by Sundell. It's about Swift actors. How do they work and what kinds of problems do they solve? Since the very first version of Swift, you've been able to define various types of either classes, structs, or enums. But now with the launch of Swift 5.5 and its built-in concurrency system, a new type declaration keyword has been added to the mix. It's actor. So in John's article, you can explore the concepts of an actor and what kinds of problems that you would be able to solve by defining a custom actor type within your own code base. So it goes into several topics, so being preventing data races, how the actor can prevent race conditions in your code. Of course, if you do things wrong, or if you actually do some things incorrectly, then race conditions can, of course, still happen. But John clearly indicates actors are a fantastic tool when you want to implement a type that supports concurrent access to its underlying state in a very safe way. It is important, though, that you remember that turning a type into an actor will require you to interact with it in an asynchronous manner, and that usually makes it a requirement that such calls are a little bit more complex and maybe even slower to execute. John hopes that this article gives you a few ideas on how you could make use of actors within your code that you are working on. And now onwards to Donny's Monday morning tweet. Let's just start at the top. Daniel Steinberg is playing with Swift Package Manager and developing in public. So he's working on an app that produces slides using code highlighting style to make producing videos quicker. Flowrite Codes writes that he hopes that Donny is doing well. And yesterday he started working on a new macOS app, Forge, for indie developers. It makes it super easy to create marketing images for your apps. Adam Rush is busy writing articles for his new Swiftly Rush blog site. And he hopes he had a great weekend. Jurek mentions that his app got approved today. So that's the advanced screen share app. And he posts a link to the indie app catalog. Niv Ben Porat says, good morning, Donny. And we are celebrating Hanukkah this week. And he's still recovering from the booster shot that he got last week. And Kaku just launched an update, starting to integrate his app with others through deep links. And hopefully his users will appreciate that. And Kaku is a Japanese dictionary app with collaboration features in it. Pavel mentions that he finished Pro Swift by Paul Hudson this week. It took him way longer than he expected to read this book. Francois says that Mohammed mentions that he's reading a new book. Obviously, it's a book by Donny, Practical Core Data. You should have a look at it as well. It's a great book. Trent is wrapping up some documentation for his SwiftUI pagination carousel package. It's available for use now, but README still needed some attention. Topolo Giraffe made some icons for Visual Studio Code and wrote something about the making of them. And Desoki finished a Java project for college. So a lot of things people are doing. It's a bit all over the place, which you could expect because for the US listeners, they are aware that it is Thanksgiving. A lot of people have some time off and then usually the fun begins with all kinds of weird and interesting things you can do with source code, provided you have some time between all the family engagements. So all in all, I hope everybody who's into this had a nice Thanksgiving. And if you're not into this, then hey, by all means, enjoy December, because that's going to be a festive month as well. I think there's some other holidays ongoing or happening soon or already have happened. So irregardless of what holidays you adhere to, I hope you will enjoy them. And yeah, talk to you again next week. Lead Developer, best practices and tips for lead software developers. PDF, MOBI and EPUB format. AppForce1.net/lead developer. All one word.